With an election due in 2 months, Benjamin Netanyahu's government is balancing possible political gain from the assault on Gaza against potential diplomatic damage, as unease begins to rise even amongst Israel's allies about the scale of civilian casualties. An assault conducted remotely through air raids, tank fire across the border and naval artillery minimizes the risk of Israeli casualties, but it might mean that the military potential of Hamas is downgraded and not destroyed. Sending in ground forces might offer a more complete victory, but only at much greater risk, and Israel would need a strategy for getting out of Gaza as well as one for getting in.